Hello, my name is Kelly Chow. During this episode, I will be discussing the theme of isolation within the text of The Tempest and Wide Sargasso Sea. The Tempest is a play written by Shakespeare in the 1600s and is about how a ship carrying the King of Naples, known as Alonso, and his son Ferdinand, as well as other nobles, is wrecked by a storm created by the spirit Ariel, commanded by Prospero, who got executed to the island with his daughter, Miranda, after his position of the Duke of Milan is overthrown. Prospero then leads Ferdinand to Miranda, and they fall deeply in love. While this is taking place, Alonso and his nobles go searching for Ferdinand, as they are afraid he is drowned. After a series of dramatic events, Alonso finds his son and begs Prospero for forgiveness for taking away his former position as the Duke of Milan. After everything, Prospero is restored his dukedom and all leave the island. His spirit, Ariel, is finally freed, and Caliban, who Prospero has made his slave during his time on the island and apparently stole the island from, is freed from Prospero as well. He also gives all forgiveness to those who asked, and all is at peace on the island and with everyone associated with the island. Wide Sargasso Sea is a novel written by Jean Rice. It's a twist on the well-known character from the novel Jane Eyre, Bertha. In Wide Sargasso Sea, Bertha is known as Antoinette, and the novel is about Bertha's life and how she came to be known as the madwoman in the attic in Jane Eyre. It is a different look on the character, leaving people questioning if Bertha was inherently insane or if it was caused by the man she married, known as Rochester, or the man. This look on the story gives readers a different insight on the so-called insane character Bertha, and helps readers look at her in a different way than what she is portrayed in the novel Jane Eyre. The Tempest relates to the theme of isolation in several ways, but mostly through the character Caliban. Throughout the play, Caliban is known as the savage on the island and is the only native known. Caliban was actually the one who showed Prospero and Miranda how to survive on the island after they washed up on shore. And Prospero taught Caliban how to speak. So what happened? Later in the play, readers realize that Caliban attempted to rape Prospero's daughter Miranda. Even though that is a heinous act, you have to remember that Prospero showed up, learned from Caliban how to thrive on this island, and then took over and made Caliban his own slave. So Caliban has a right to be mad. We are reminded that Prospero took over Caliban's island when he says to Prospero, "This island is mine by Sycorax, my mother, which thou takest from me." Before Prospero showed up to the island, Caliban was completely content and happy with his freedom on the island. But after Prospero came, he ruined the freedom and happiness Caliban carried with him and turned him into his personal slave. Although there are certain scenes in the play that make Caliban out to seem like a savage, you have to keep in mind that his leisure, independent, great life was destroyed by Prospero completely. And in Caliban's eyes, there was no way of getting out. Caliban and part of his life was isolated by Prospero due to the fact that he basically took control over Caliban's life and decided that all he wanted was a personal slave. And there was no way out of this. Caliban did not know when this was going to end. Caliban's independent, happy life, full of freedom, was taken away. And he was under the control of Prospero and isolated from that old life that he loved. But when King Alonso, his son, and other nobles showed up, and Prospero's plan to claim his dukedom back worked, Caliban realized that he could get his old life back, and agreed to behave on his island when everyone left. In Act 3 of the play, Caliban also claims that Prospero has cheated him of the island, which is in fact true. In that act, it is very obvious that the theme of isolation is present through Caliban, and that he was isolated from his right of the island that he owns himself, and also isolated from his independent life, as said before. The theme of isolation is very present through Caliban in The Tempest, but it is also very similarly portrayed in a novel called Wide Sargasso Sea through a character known as Bertha. Just as shown in The Tempest, Wide Sargasso Sea also portrays a theme of isolation. Isolation in the novel is portrayed through race, status, and gender, as well as many others. But in this episode, we will be focusing on Bertha and how strongly the theme of isolation was shown in her specifically. Throughout the novel, Bertha is shown in almost every part of her life. She goes from a normal girl to the mad woman in the attic. In another novel, known as Jane Eyre, she is only seen as an insane wife to Rochester and attempts to kill him. And there is really no backstory to why or how she was insane, or if it was inherited or not. But in Wide Sargasso Sea, it is shown how isolation is really what changed her into the insane madwoman in the attic she turned out to be. Just like Caliban, Bertha lived, in my eyes, a pretty happy life. She had a tough childhood, being ignored by her own mother and watching her own mother go insane, as well as many other family members. But she was pretty happy and free until she got married. Bertha was not fond with the fact that Rochester, the man she married, had all control over her life, over what she did, over what she wore, and over her money. In her life before marriage, she was completely content with the fact that she was independent and free because she was actually happy. However, after the marriage, her life changed. Rochester heard about her family tree from others and how there was a pattern of insane and unpeople in her family and her past. He started to get worried and decided to isolate her completely. He locked her in an attic with no time to go outside, and she was not allowed to go outside. She was basically imprisoned. This isolation turned her from normal to psychotic. This also connects to Caliban, because in the beginning, Caliban was nice and polite to Prospero, and then turned when his freedom and happiness got taken away from him. Bertha's happy, independent, free life was stripped away from her, just like Caliban's was, and there was nothing she could do about it. So she started going insane. Rochester also locked her in an attic with no way to get out, making the situation worse than it already was. When he decided to lock her into the attic, it was a key moment when she really lost everything and was physically and emotionally isolated from her surroundings and basically everything in the outside world. In the novel, the isolation in the attic was a huge turning point. It was the real moment Bertha started to lose her mind. The conditions she was living in were not suitable for a normal person to thrive. And how do we know this? Bertha said, "I found the room so oppressively hot, so I blew out most of the candles and waited in half the darkness." Loneliness is not what a potentially unstable person needs or wants, especially in a closed-off attic with no lights or access to the outside world. No wonder she went mad. Bertha was completely isolated from everything in her life. She never even received a visit from her husband Rochester, who was the one who locked her in this attic. She was put in a position where the isolation took control and almost forced her into this insanity. Even though this play and novel are two prime examples of isolation and how it can really change someone, there is also isolation throughout the world in many other different ways, shapes, and forms. But, like Bertha, social isolation is a serious problem in the world today. It can have a real effect on people, as shown in both The Tempest through Caliban and Wide Sargasso Sea through Bertha. There are studies that prove that social isolation results in mental, physical, and emotional effects on a human being. This epidemic seems to be thrown under the radar, but is a serious problem in today's society. There are many more studies that prove that many who have less social communication and connections with others can really affect one's health, and can even lead to earlier death. The social isolation can start on an individual from their early childhood, from being isolated by a parent or a significant person involved in your life as a child. Those children who experience social isolation at a very young age have an increasingly higher risk of dying at a much earlier age than a child with little to no social isolation. It is a current problem throughout the world today, and many are socially isolated without even knowing. Let's say someone gets hurt or very sick during the holidays and has to stay in the hospital for the time. This person is likely to be social isolated because they see happiness and people together as a family, either in the room next door or in movies played in the hospital televisions. Even if they spend time with their families, there has to be a point when their families have to go home, even for a short amount of time. But wait, is it really that easy to be socially isolated? Is that really all it takes? The incredible answer is yes. It is incredibly easy to socially isolate someone without even realizing it. Or maybe you have been socially isolated once, but did not even realize that it was happening. Social isolation is a serious issue, but happens every day without awareness. It is dangerous and very common to this day, and the Tempest and Wise Sargasso Sea display how some harsh social isolation can lead to serious issues and problems with one's health. Mentally, physically, and emotionally. It can take a huge toll on someone's life. But social isolation does not stop there. Technology is making it increasingly worse than it has already been in the past years. You can be socially isolated when you're grounded or stuck going to a family event on a weekend, and you happen to see on Snapchat or Instagram or any other social media platform how much fun all of your best friends are having without you. To answer the same question, is that really social isolation? Is it really that easy? Yes, that is considered social isolation as well, and it is extremely common and is simply connected to the theme of isolation present in this world to this very day. To end this episode, I want to leave my listeners with a takeaway idea and something that might actually hit you hard. Isolation, as shown throughout the world today, and both the texts discuss, can be a scary and dangerous concept and is very common, which makes it even scarier. The sad part is, it is very common and happens almost everywhere, every day. There is almost no way to stop isolation, and it is simply impossible to prevent. Everyone has been isolated at a point in their lives. Can you think of a time you've been isolated? Personally, I can remember 1,001 times I have been isolated, and you probably can too. Don't worry, it is normal to think about, but I just want to leave you to dwell on how important isolation is, and how crucial it can be to someone's future.